Macarena.
All right.
Why do all the people?
G-Man.
Is there anything for dessert or something?
Oh, Mario.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Hometown Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Ben couldn't make it. Aiden was supposed to come at 5 and then just bailed. So
we're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Smooth transition.
Ricky Potting!
Oh, so there was a bit of a peak there. Anyways, it will compress. It's fine. Don't stress. I was doing a lot of Ricky's at rehearsals the other day.
Yes, I'm
getting really worried that Sienna and I are in a show together and we've done a switch because the last show we did, I was assistant director, you were in the show, and now you're assistant director and I'm in the show. And mm-hmm. I'm getting mm-hmm. worried that I'm in trouble, that I'm being like disruptive in class.
Oh no, you're...
Oh, thank God.
You're the least of our problems.
Because in the back, when we're trying to do vocal stuff, I keep looking at... I keep catching the musical director like looking over me when I'm giggling. I'm like, oh man, am I in trouble?
The difference is that you come back to rehearsals remembering what you sung.
Well, at least making it look like I remember what I sung. I was given my biggest Ricky's at rehearsal. And it was when we're like going over vocal stuff. That's pretty not cool. But someone said, give us your biggest Ricky.
That was me.
Was it? Yeah.
So well, you get a pass.
Because you should be in charge. You should be controlling. You're like, hey, just real quick, what's your biggest Ricky you got? Yeah.
I did say that. I did say, give us your biggest Ricky.
And I gave it.
Oh, did you?
I gave it as big as I could.
Yeah. It was good. It was better on the podcast when the whole audio cut out.
Yeah, because that was peaking. Because I don't know how to yell without hurting myself. You know what I mean?
No, you can't.
Just, I can't go...
We're not...
Ricky Ponting! Like, keep it, like, in a place where it doesn't hurt my throat. If I want to mm-hmm. get actual volume, I got to, like... What's the song? The Macarena?
Yeah. Macarena.
All right!
You know, that was... And that hurts. That hurts a lot.
Like today, you're yelling, bitch! Fuck!
I get real worried about the neighbors with me. And they all know I'm a YouTuber now, but there's sometimes when I go like... Like when I scream, like just like scream, it sounds like I've hurt myself. Sorry, Ellie. Didn't mean to upset you. Didn't mean to throw you
off. She wants some wah-wah.
Get it in there. Get some sloppy toppy. She was... I'm pretty sure I told you this already, but I'm going to tell this story again.
Please.
We went to the dog park, me and Ellie. Just cute little date.
Today or...
No, this is a few days ago.
All right.
Off-leash dog park, fenced in. We'll just wait for you, will
Smooth
we?
Transition.
Done? Thank you. We went to the dog park. It's an off-lead fenced-in dog park, so your dogs can run around in that. And these fucking cunts decided to have a picnic.
Oh, yeah. Morons.
Inside the fenced-in
off-lead
dog. It's so fucking
You're
stupid.
You're a moron. Sit down.
You know what I worked at the other day? You know when Bugs Bunny used to, in the old Looney Tunes cartoon game, you maroon.
Yeah.
That's a racial slur. That's not him saying moron in a funny word. That's a, like a...
What a maroon.
Yeah, that's a proper racial slur. People don't know that, but I learned that the other day.
Write it down, kids.
Write it down. Don't use that one.
Yikes.
So yeah, these fucking morons at the...
These fucking morons.
They were white, these fucking crackers.
Ellie,
these honky crackers.
These honky crackers.
Up with their fucking Eskies.
We're allowed to say that.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's allowed to say that. I don't give a fuck.
I'm sorry. Did they not see like dogs off leash everywhere and just go, this is a good idea?
Yeah, they're fucking stupid. They were there with their dogs, but I'm like, I get it. Like, you're like, oh, this will be cute. We can have our dogs there. But there were 3 dogs and 14 people. So it's like, just leave the dogs at home.
Yeah.
So first of all, it was like, I saw like 4 of them. They had a dog between the 4 of them and they had a container like this that they were holding that had food. at an esky. And I was like, oh, these guys are coming for a picnic. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then like every couple of minutes, a new car would arrive with more people people had trestle tables, chairs, a plate of cooked meat. Like people were coming.
Yeah, let's bring meat to the dog park with so all these other fucking carnivores. Stupid.
And it's like, idiots. Yeah, oh, we're getting a trestle table so our little fucking tiny little little Maltese dogs can't don't do anything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's bigger dogs than that at the dog park.
Were you just like, Ellie, sick 'em?
No, I didn't want, because Ellie would, if Ellie went over there,
bye-bye
she's
food.
So bad with food.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Goodnight Moon.
It's only with me. I think she's getting a little bit better with you guys, but like I'll have dinner. She won't come near my dinner. She'll stand there. She'll be looking at me. But when we first got her, she would climb over you and push. Like she would do whatever she can to get to the food.
Yeah, you get that food.
And you like throw her away and she just comes straight back in.
She's like, oh, now we're playing. Sick.
Yeah. It's like those videos you see when people on Instagram are like, we're baking a cake today with my beagles.
Mm-hmm.
And like the beagles just try. Mm-hmm. It's just like that with her. There's nothing to stop her. So now she doesn't deal with me. But if someone comes over for dinner, I have to put her outside because I'm like, she doesn't know that you can't be pushed over and she'll just take it out of your hand.
Yeah.
Go into your bag. Like she'll do anything to get the food.
Into the purse.
So nothing will stop her. She'll see a group of people. She'll plow through them and then she'll jump on the table, take what she can and go. And she will jump
fighting
on
for
the
that
table.
Survival.
So I said, all right, I'm going to do whatever I can to keep you on the other side of this dog park. If she does get involved in there, that's on them.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking idiots shouldn't have come to the fucking dog park to have a picnic. So stupid. But I run into this other lady on the opposite side of the dog park. She starts chatting to me and I basically learned that she's been there for 3 hours because she can't get her dog to come home. She's like, she's retired and like she's like, there's nothing I can do. He knows when it's time to leave, he just won't, like you go up to him and he'll walk away. And she said, I've this lady out there and this lady with one of those throwy ball stick things, she's trying to help me out. And she's out there trying to get close to the dog and the dog won't get near her. The dog knows it's time to go.
So she has brought this dog multiple times to the dog park and has not learned her lesson. No. Maybe it's just walking for this dog.
I think so. Yeah, that's probably, yeah.
Yeah.
She's trying to get its energy out as best she can. She's just like, from what she was saying, this is the longest she's ever been stuck here. She's always managed to work it out. But also, she sucked so much. Charlie! Like, I remember at one point, I was like, I'll give it a go because the other lady gave up. Yeah. She's like, I'm tired. She's been trying for like an hour. And I was like, I'll go, you know, I'll just, you know, casually.
Can I do my best GMAT Charlie impression?
Yeah.
Charlie!
That's pretty good.
Charlie!
I didn't actually say his name, but I would have gone like, Charlie.
Charlie boy.
But I was just trying to like walk backwards towards him, like pretend I'm not
looking at him. Yep.
And like stuff like that. And there was one point there where I got real close to him. He was looking at her. And I was coming up behind him and I was like being casual, like, and I was honest to God, like a meter away. And she was like, Charlie! And he fucking bolted. And I'm like, fuck's sake, lady, pull it together. So, anyways.
Don't be suspicious.
He got fucking hooked up in the people over there with the food.
Yeah.
And so I followed him over there and it's a group of people. Again, I counted them because I was making a voice note to someone and I counted them while I was making the voice note, 14 people. And I said, guys, if anybody gets near that border collie, if anyone gets near that border collie, can you grab its collar?
Mm-hmm.
It's that lady's over there and she's been trying to get it for 3 hours. Like, I got as much information as I could. And this guy went down to grab its collar and it went whoop, and got out of his reach. And then it ran past me and I took a tackle dive into the mud, scuffed myself up, and I got this dog around the gut and I grabbed its collar and I got it. And I was like, yes.
Were you just like,
it was kind of that. Yeah, I was like, I'm going to get this dog. And like in a blink of an eye, I was like, yes, I got this. I heard this lady go, oh no. Ellie's on the table grabbing as much shit as she can.
Whose dog is this?
That's it. And someone's like grabbing her by the collar and pulling her off the table. And I was like, oh, fuck.
And then you go, why are you only grabbing my dog? I see that this is an open dog park.
Honestly, I would have gotten a bit more lippy if it wasn't for the fact that I just tackled a dog.
Yeah, fair enough.
I was like, I don't look like the most proficient dog owner right now because I'm tackling. They don't know that this border collie's not mine. Or some of them do. Like I said it, but it was all so quick and So she got a snag. Good on her.
Good. Yeah. Did you hyperextend your knee when you fell?
No, I didn't take any damage. I just got muddy. I was pretty happy about it.
Nice.
Got the lady her dog back. She said thank you. She left.
And then let it go. Now go play, Charlie.
No, it's like I had my leash around my neck, so I leashed
it. Fucking corralling a horse.
I know.
Jesus.
It was a fucking nightmare.
But like dogs around food in a public setting, it just doesn't work.
No.
When we went away, Geordie and I went up to his like auntie's place up in the beach, like Ocean Grove area. Mm-hmm. And they're Torquay. Right next... Yeah. Like Torquay area. We all went down to the beach and there was like six other bigger dogs, like Border Collies, Beagles. There was like a wolfhound. Fucking huge.
Big dog.
Right? We go there first. They go swimming. All of them swimming, like duck diving swimming. They're drenched. They're covered in sand. And they're like, let's go get fish and chips. So we all go up and we've got like maybe 10 of us were there and then Geordie's family. So there was like this big dog group that came and they all walk their dogs together, but they've all got like medium to large dogs. There's no like little yippies there.
Yeah.
So we go, we get the food comes, and all of the owners have put their dogs on like these extender leads. So they're like ropes. So they can just go everywhere, but they're all just wrapping up in each other. They're fighting. And our family, like the Geordie's family and I, were the unfortunate group that had to sit on the ground because there was only one bench there.
Fucking hell.
So we had our fish and chips and the auntie was like trying to like stack things on top of each other and the dogs are just fucking bolting across the towels and they're covered in shit. And we ended up like you can tell when Geordie's starting to get annoyed, it's going to be bad for everyone else around you.
Yeah.
So Geordie was kind of being a bit like, oh, for fuck's sake. And I was like, okay, I'm going to bite the bullet here and make sure everyone else has a good time. So I had like three dogs on their extender leads and I was just running them around trying to get them away from the food while everyone else is eating.
That's noble.
It was. So, and it was cold as fuck. It was dark and it was cold and we were all wet and the dogs were all wet and they're all fighting. It just doesn't work. You can't make... None of them would relax because when one dog started barking, or the rest of them would just get up and go.
But some of these owners should be fucking taking them. Take your own dog. You don't get to eat.
Literally, though, it was like... I've never met any of you in my entire life. I'm the girlfriend of this family that's here. And I was the one who was like, okay, I'm just going to go play with the dogs. And everyone was like, oh, they love you. They love you. And I'm like, I'm going to kick your fucking chest through your back. Fuck you. And your flake.
Your chest through your back. I'm going to take the wind out of your body, cunt.
Yeah. I'm gonna bury you in the sand under the water. Fuck you. Yeah, they're just sitting there. They're like, oh, can you pass the sauce, please? I'm like, can I pass you your cunting dog so you can take it back so I can have my goddamn potato cake, please? they were just like, who thought this was a good idea? And even Geordie's mum was like, this is a really bad idea.
This is Anakin.
To the auntie, like, this was your idea and it sucks.
Yeah. I had one idea one time to take Ellie to Ben's place when we're having drinks. I was like, I don't want to leave Ellie at home. And he's like, bring her. And I was like, yeah, let's give this a go. It's the most stressful night of my life.
Mm.
Just trying to like.
You just can't relax.
I'm like, hey, come on. No, just don't be over there. Yeah. If you could stop, Patty. No, she's very friendly. She's just, she'll jump on you, but she. Ellie.
Put it down. Ellie, put it down. Ellie. Oh, sorry.
Just if she's bad with food, I'll just hold on. I remember at one point her and.
Does anyone have cyanide?
Her and Shuggy were like. Like, they're not rough or fighting or anything, but they don't like each other. And Shuggy came plowing through me to get to Ellie and took out my leg. And I just sort of, like, ate shit. And I was like, I'm gonna get home now. I was like, that's pretty
good
much.
Good night, everyone.
That's pretty much
thanks
it.
Hey, Ben, thanks so much for having Ellie. I know it was, you know, short notice and all that stuff.
I appreciate you.
But if you want to say goodbye, it's the last time you'll ever see her.
Yeah, and then I get in the car and I'm like.
Yeah. You just scream into the abyss.
The amount of times I've like, my steering wheel is like loose from the amount of times I just get in my car.
Just rattle it.
just nothing. Going to the supermarket and someone just is weird.
Yeah, wrecks
gets
your day.
Served by someone. So, yeah.
It's like that massage guy you were talking about last week. And he was at the home show.
Yeah, yeah. Got a wet word in case you finish.
I'm a fucking vendor. I was working at the store behind him.
Did you hear that? Farted straight on the mic. Anyways, doesn't matter.
You can replay smells. That back.
keep going.
Yeah, my stall was right behind him, and it was so awkward to hear him say that. I just kind of giggled. And then afterwards, he was like, no, I'm serious. Like, it happens to me all the time.
Oh. Kill yourself.
So full on. And he wouldn't – and Matt was right last week. He wouldn't adjust the things for Matt. He wouldn't adjust the things for Jez. But me and Connie, when we sat down
– yeah, and touched up real good.
Oh, my God. He, like, put his hand all the way down our backs to, like, move the massage thing further down into, like, the – yeah.
It also wasn't clear enough that he worked there.
No, not at all.
He had long hair.
Not at all.
He looked like a sex offender. If you made me draw a sex offender, I'd have been like, oh, that's him.
The guy who was probably running the stall is in his boot.
Yeah, he's taken over.
He's taken over.
What's your name? Stan is my
name. Stan is my
name. Steve.
How long's the company been running for? It doesn't fucking matter as long as you come, baby.
It doesn't matter how long the company's unless you come for me.
Yeah, he was full on.
He was a dirty dog.
Yeah, I felt bad for the other. Did you see the other vendor was there next to him? He was sitting next to her.
The Asian lady?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was another victim.
She had the home show badge on. Oh. So she would have. He said to Connie that she had been there on her break. She was on break and she came to sit in the massage chairs.
Oh, sorry. I misunderstood. I thought you meant she was the other person working the massage chairs.
Oh, no.
So she was another victim.
No, she was, she was another victim for
sure.
Well,
we kind of saved her a little bit for a bit there, but she had her opportunity to bail when he was talking to us.
Yeah, when he was talking to us, and we certainly took our opportunity. Yeah. As soon as he turned his attention back, we were like, a goodbye.
I mean, I know in a perfect world, there should just not be a sex offender touching you when
you're
at a
thing. No, there really shouldn't be.
But also, he was there. That was the situation. Run.
Yeah.
You know, when he's distracted by you guys, bail.
Can't imagine there'd be many sales coming from that event.
No, I can't imagine he sold a single chair.
Or just one of those arm things that just goes over your neck. No way.
No.
I wouldn't want to touch the box that it was sent in.
No, the only thing he sold that day was a restraining order.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah,
big time.
I don't want
to. I'm sorry, we're unable to provide your company another slot at any of the home shows anymore. We just had a few negative reviews come in.
You know, because that. I gotta cut that. I gotta cut that.
Just bleep it out. But like,
yeah,
it could be.
Yeah,
it could be.
I guarantee there's a press conference in that man's history. Either not press conference, a court hearing.
Yeah, big time.
Pre, post this event, some point he's been there.
He's got to change his name badges.
When he was younger, he was definitely in trouble for something he definitely did, and he got away with it.
Yep.
When someone said he has a bright future.
Oh, yeah. He's the bright is the fucking LEDs in the jail cell.
He used to wear a school blazer. That's a.
Ooh.
He was a private school boy.
Yeah, big time.
With a blazer. Boys will be boys, etc. I bet he sung songs on trams about assaulting women.
I bet he smells baby's clothes at Target.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not talk about that. Speaking of sexual offenders.
The real G-Man, everyone.
The what?
I said the real G-Man, everyone.
I did this bit. You tell it because it'll be funnier out of your mouth.
My best friend's older sister is having a baby. Very first baby. And we're all very excited. So Matt and I went to Target and Big W to buy some presents for the newborn. Now, we weren't told what gender it was. It was going to be a surprise, but the theme was safari. So we were like just having a real proper browse around the baby section. And I'd be looking. We were trying to find the sizes for newborns. And every time I turn around, Matt would have the crotch of the...
Not every time.
He would have, you know, the jumpsuits with the baby flaps and you can pull them out. He would have the legs of it spread and just...
That's...
Okay, it happened like 3 times, but the bit was funny every time.
When you... For whatever reason, I thought, I was like, if you tell it, it'll be funny. And I'm like, this is still... This is not a... This is not a public consumption story.
It was all in jest, and it meant it was...
Yeah, I'm not... I don't actually want to sniff a baby's crotch.
No, of course not.
Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you. It was a funny bit for me and you. That's all. And it was...
Like when I was in the kitchen of your place.
Yeah, you tell that story. I wasn't there. Yeah,
I'm talking... But this is the kind of comedy you can expect in this household.
Yeah.
But I'm talking to Geordie, seeing his boyfriend... and there's a I'm sitting on a stool and there's a clothes horse right behind me with some clothes hung up. And we're talking about nothing. And I turn around and saw the clothes horse. And like while I'm still maintaining conversation, I was like, yeah, it's crazy. I turn around, I grabbed a pair of Sienna's underpants and put them in my pocket and just like kept talking. And then like look up at him to see his face when I'm doing it. And he's like, you fucking idiot. And then I just burst out in laughter. It's the same energy as that.
Yeah. It was like when the clothes were on the kitchen table and you just put one up to your face. It's just the top pile of undies.
I do this so much I don't even remember.
Yeah, it's funny. It makes me laugh every time.
It's good bits. It's good.
No one gets offended here. It's all happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're having a proper giggle in the baby section and it is strange to see two adults hiding in the corner of the baby clothes aisle just... Put that back.
I'm so concerned this isn't going to be funny to anyone else. I'm just going to get letters.
Letters?
Not letters. I'll get emails.
We purchased clothes. We gave them to the newborn. He was very happy with them. Yeah. Well, I assume he wore them.
Yep.
They look beautiful.
Amazing.
Yeah, and we did a good job.
None of them were the ones that I sniffed.
None of them. They were...
Matt, cut that out.
Yeah, Matt, cut that out.
What were we talking about before that? Fuck.
The massage guy at the home show.
Yeah, what a fucking creep.
Here's a good story to up your credibility as a good friend.
Okay.
So Matt came with Connie and her partner to the home show to, you know, bring some hustle and bustle to my stall.
Mm.
And Matt was standing in the middle of the stall and expressing very loudly to everyone around him how cheap our screens were and what a good bargain it was.
Yeah, I don't know anything about screens and fences.
Nothing at all.
And by the way, I was wearing this.
Yeah.
I think it was the green hoodie.
It was the green.
I was in a matching tracksuit standing in the middle of your fencing and screening solution.
Screening Solutions AU, hit us up.
What's the thing called that you work?
The pool fence.
No, the...
The stall.
The stall. I was in the middle of the stall going, whoa!
Yeah.
$2.99?
Yeah. $2.55 for a whole 2.1?
For this much? That's a bloody bargain.
That's so... Connie, did you see this fence over here? It's $180.
That's fucking nothing.
I'm going to rip my whole garden down just to put these screens. And he was just like saying it when someone was walking past him as well.
Yep.
And like pointing over his shoulder. Connie, you seen this price? Bloody hell, that's cheap.
Or when you were talking about like the grey fence, you were like, you were saying like, you're telling a customer being like, oh, this was supposed to come in. We're supposed to get something else, but we got this. It was meant to be white, but we got this one.
Yes,
so now
we're
selling this. And I was like, I like that better than the white, to be honest. TBH, if I had to pick one, I'd probably
pick the light grey.
I like that grey. It looks good. It looks good. It'd look good in your house.
Yes. For $140 a metre square.
Oh, bagging.
Oh, my God. Someone take my money.
Twitch.tv/screening solutions for all your fencing needs. Yeah.
Seriously, though, we do make pretty sick fences. I'm not going
to
lie.
That was a weird day. Oh, I talked about this. How I went to that on the last podcast. Went to booze stalls and the guy was
you're just taking all the freebies.
You want to try this coffee whiskey? You want to try this gin? And I was like, I've got to go to a seafood restaurant later.
Yeah.
But I can't drive.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm lucky they drove me home.
Well, it's like when you go to IKEA with your parents, it's like you're not going to buy a home, but you need to try out all the different things. You got a fantastic furniture. You got to sit on all the couches. Got to give them a go. You got to try the mattresses. Mm. You got to feel the rugs in your fingers. See if you like the rugs. Same with the pools and spas. Every single one of us looked in each pool. Yeah, it's got two-seater in there. It's got the little...
I had a ball.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was a problem until Ben was like, why? Why did you go to a housing thing? I was like, I don't know. I had a fun time when I was there.
Yeah.
I was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I don't know.
Bring him next time.
I got a pen.
Yeah. That's a pen you didn't have to pay for. The tickets are free.
Yeah.
You got to walk around, get a bit of exercise.
Yeah. See not the, so flash on that, but yeah.
Yeah, well.
I'm not really dying on the van, is I?
You can, you know, imagine what.
I don't even like walking between like Kmart and Coles. Oh, dude, at that same. 24 hours. Anyway, you can't.
Yeah. No, it's just like you can imagine what your home would be like. Be like,
I did. Connie, I went to the tiny homes. So
yeah. Eco-friendly.
I did go and I was like, you know what? I could live here.
Yeah.
And it's only $10,000 down. All you got to do is buy the land and you get this tiny home. It's air conditioned. You can fit, you know, you could get a commune. Like you could get like a group of people to buy a bit of property. You could fit two of these on one spot. Bloody perfect.
Bite them up together.
Yep.
Bob's
your bloody uncle. Two bedrooms in this one bloody thing. You want to get bigger, you can add extensions. I've still got that form on my... I'm legitimately like, that's where I'm going to live one day.
Nice.
I think that's all I can afford.
You should... Well, you should do like the renos and be famous on Instagram and just get it all funded for you, because everyone loves watching those time lapses. Like, so today I bought my first shipping container and I'm channeling Nara Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Today I bought my first shipping container and I put it in my backyard as this will be my new home. I went to the hardware store and picked out some pine railings for my cabinets and upholstery services here. I don't know what I'm saying.
No, I got no idea either.
No.
But I'm hard.
Yeah. I went to the good guys.
Do you see that guy? There's a guy on TikTok. He has like a tattooed up face and he's like building like his own house and property out in like the middle of the desert. He like bought this land. And he was like, what's his voice? I got to think of his voice. You know, I bought this land and no, I can't do it. Point is, he's just always on. He's like, people always ask me if I can't do this, why can you? And then I can do this. And here we go. Let's do this. And he's always talking real fast and whatever. He's got a big following. He's building this place. He's good with his hands. But I don't like any of these TikTok people, because then you look them up and you're like, oh, like him. You like look into his background. So like some people are like, every now and again, he's like, you know, I got canceled in 2020, but I'm still happy to be. I'm like, what'd you get canceled for? And you're looking at him, oh, he whooped his girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's out in the desert being like, man, you've got to be a good person. And I'm like, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Thank God you've got satisfying videos to watch.
Yeah.
It's the same with I don't like the lying when to start off the video. Yeah. I know you have to get the viewership.
Give me an example because I might do it.
There is a page and this girl in broad fucking daylight sits in her kitchen and goes, it's 3 a.m. and my sister woke up severely hydrated, so let's make some kombucha together. I don't know.
Kombucha?
No, it's not kombucha. It's like, it's spelt weird, like hawachi or something. It's just like jellies with like fruit boba with Sprite and Nesquik strawberry milk with chopped up fruit. It's just like some sweet snack.
Some bullshit.
But every time she starts the video, she goes, it's 3 a.m. and I'm severely dehydrated.
Yeah.
And it's just broad fucking daylight. Just say, why don't you just, we're all there to watch the ASMR of her chopping up the jellies and pouring all the things in there. That's what we're here for. That's the content. It's satisfying to watch the end result and it looks yummy.
Mm.
But she always starts the video with this 3 a.m. and my sister is severely hydrated and the reflection of the bowl has the fucking whole windows are all open and the light's just streaming into the house.
What she's saying is she's going, it's 3 a.m. somewhere and
yeah.
She's the equivalent of my, like, that's how my parents get away with drinking.
Mm.
They go, it's 5 p.m. somewhere.
Somewhere
as far, surely.
It's the same with Nara Smith. She's the model that, today my toddlers woke up and they were really hungry and they wanted Fruity Pebbles, so I decided to make them from scratch. I started off with harvesting the wheat from the yard and then I brought it in and carved up the wheat from the flowers. Then I put some sugar in the bowl and let that ferment for 64 days.
Where's she from?
She's American, but she...
Put some sugar in the bowl. You sound ill. I put some sugar in the bowl, went outside, found a grapefruit.
All the gals will know who I'm talking about. She, like, makes...
All the gals.
She's a
trad mum. If you don't know what she's talking about, you ain't a gal.
You ain't a gal. She's the definition of traditional motherhood or traditional wife, trad wife, trad mum, where she is, like, at home all day.
I love that that's, you, like, that's a thing. Yeah. Hashtag tradwife.
Yeah, well, that's what she markets to.
Yeah,
she,
tradwives.
Tradwife.
Oh, so that's what your algorithm is tradwife.
Yeah, she stays at home and cooks.
That's why you got three jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know, right?
You got three jobs and our neighbours was like, were like, Here you go, mate. Oh, sorry. Thought you were a fella.
Yeah.
Tell them that. That's okay, so fucking funny. Thought you were a bloke.
Thought you were a bloke. Bloody hell. You had your hair tied back.
What a knobhead.
My accent is horrendous, though. Like,
yeah, but you don't turn around. It is absurd for him to misgender you, you know,
with this big fucking dump truck I'm walking around,
just outside gardening. Also, like you're in a tank top, sure,
yeah,
but like you've got big fat titties.
Yeah,
you turn around, you go.
But
hi.
I was facing the fence.
Sort it out, mate.
Yeah,
that's not a fella, unless you thought you were me, and we have the same. No.
He didn't think I was you.
Shake your head so quick, Jesus Christ.
No, he thought I was. He thought I was a guy, and then he thought I was a lesbian. So I'll break it down.
What? Yeah, okay, break it down for me.
So I'm working in the garden outside and I've just got like a pair of trackies on and a tank top.
Mm-hmm.
And my hair is pulled back out of the way, like tied up in a low bun. So like I look like I have a short haircut from the front. But I am a woman.
Yeah.
And I did have...
You're so tiny.
I am very small. I'm 5 foot.
Yeah.
He walked past... He could hear the shovel.
Yeah.
Because I was putting the leaves in the bin or whatever.
Just shocked there was a woman with a shovel.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Like, well, the bloody doesn't make sense.
Well, that's kind of what he said.
That's not a spatula.
Yeah. Oh, you're kneading dough? Well, you're shoveling shit.
All right.
So I walked around to the front of the house. He goes, "G'day, mate. How you going?" I was like, "Oh, hey, man. How are you?" And he's like, "Oh, Jesus. I thought you were a guy."
So funny for him to even say that.
He's like, "I thought you were a bloke."
He just went straight for it.
Yeah. Came around and...
Just so you know, I didn't think you were a woman.
A woman.
I thought you were a...
I thought your penis thought was hanging between your legs.
I just thought you were a stinky, ugly man.
Yes, because only men do the gardening and women need to shut the fuck up and stay inside.
Hold that thought on that story. One time when I was at uni, I was walking behind a female... Tudor, and she was
Tudor Belly Newer.
Tudor Belly Newer. And she was wearing boots, skinny jeans, mm-hmm. like a leather jacket.
Yep.
And she dropped something. I said, "Oh, excuse me, mate, you dropped this." And she turned around and she was female presenting.
Mm-hmm.
And I froze. I was like, "Oh, sorry, I meant and really, I should have just gone, you know, mate doesn't have to be gendered or anything like that. I could have just said, here you go. Like, but I just pat." And he's, on the other hand, he's just like, "Sorry, love.
I thought you were
a bloke."
Yeah.
Keep going.
And he's like, "Oh, don't see many women out in the garden."
Which is an absurd sentence, by the way, because I feel like traditionally, I don't know if it's just my mum, but I feel like traditionally women
I think there's a difference between gardening and the work that I was doing.
Okay.
Because I was like, I was shoveling piles of dirt.
Yeah, I mean...
But like gardening, you know, putting a little plant in the thing is, yes, it's a woman trait. You get out there with your sun hat and your gloves on and your prune and your weed.
My mum's digging in with a shovel and fucking, it is weird. You don't often see ladies in gardening. Yeah. It's fucking, keep going.
Yeah. So I come out and I like introduce myself. "Hi, we're the new tenants here. You know, we moved in recently. We're doing some maintenance on the garden because it's super overgrown. And my partner's not here at the moment because he was just yapping at me at this point and I really wanted him to leave. I'm running out of fucking daylight." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, what does your partner do? Is she a nurse or like..."
So fucking funny.
And I was like, his name is Geordie, and I'm not going to wear this outfit ever again.
It's almost like he's so progressive. He's too progressive. He's like, "Of course, because you
munch on the muffins, right?
You're wearing a tank top, so you must be a gay woman."
Yes.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
That's so fucking funny.
When I talk to Matt, my voice is where it sits right now. But when I talk to people, it's kind of like up here. It's like enthusiastic and I like try and pronounce my words a little bit better.
It's just, it's like, usually when people make assumptions, you don't think twice about it because the assumption are like, as a default, most people, like especially older people, will be like, you are a woman,
mm-hmm.
you must be with a man. Mm-hmm. And that's the assumption they make. And mm-hmm. somehow the fact that he's made the opposite of assumptions.
Everything's gone in reverse. I thought you were a bloke. And now that I've got bloke in my head, you must be with him.
it's like, you know what? I changed my mind. I actually think he's an ally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
he's trying to spread the word.
Yeah.
And I think he's trying to
He's trying to spread the good word.
He's trying to destroy heterosexuality and it's filthy.
Mm-hmm. He did say if we cut his lawn though, he wants a slab of VB, so you know, can't get any manly than that.
Yeah.
But as he was talking to me, I just kept kind of looking over at the road to see when Geordie's car was coming down the thing,
because
I was just like just stuck in my own yard talking to him. And he rang me the other day saying that the lawns were done, and he's like, oh, by the way, what do you do for work? I've never seen your car in the driveway. And I was like, I work in a warehouse and I sell fencing, and I do a lot of math all day. It's kind of my job. I just do math.
It's bananas that he's calling you to tell you this instead of just texting you.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I thought you're a police officer or a nurse. I was like, what?
Why? Where are these assumptions coming from?
I thought you were a cop or a nurse.
It's so weird that he's saying to you, oh, what does your partner do? Is she a nurse? Why?
Yeah.
Where's that assumption?
Yeah.
Not just like the assumption that you're dating a woman, but the assumption that your partner's a nurse. It's so odd.
Yeah.
It's like me going next door to somebody and saying, hello, sir. What does your partner do? Is she a swimmer? It's like, I'm just throwing it out. Nothing. Yeah. He has nothing. He doesn't know us. He has no reason to have any of these assumptions. It's such a weird, weird conversation. His brain is fucked up from booze.
It's gotta be fucking. Big time. He was saying.
Do you hear me? Or?
Yeah.
Oh.
Does your headphones pop? Maybe you put them out on that end.
No, we're all good. He was saying to me that, like, he can't have VBs anymore because he was a shit cunt to his wife.
Oh,
and
my.
Now he only buys Corona.
Can't have VBs because I was, quote, a shit cunt to my wife.
Yeah.
So now I just drink Coronas.
Yeah.
What an Australian hero.
Isn't it just beer? It's still alcohol,
right?
It's
still, I mean, I guess there are, I mean, maybe, I don't know. The proof is in the pudding.
Who cares? I need to swap careers. I need to become a police officer or a nurse.
Or a nurse, yeah, yeah. And gay.
Yeah, that's going to be hard for me. I really struggle when girls try and jokingly kiss me if they're at a party. And I feel really bad to offend them.
Because
they do, like, we take photos and stuff. A lot of girls, like, do the...
Yeah.
You know, and I get really like, no, thank you. And I panic. It's happened to me multiple times.
Oh my God.
And I feel terrible because I know that it's no, like, there's no sexual underlying or anything. They're just like jokingly doing it. It's the same like you and Aiden kissing or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a joke. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, thank you.
No, thank you, man.
Sorry. Like, if I was in a show and I had to kiss a girl, I'd be like, can we change that maybe on you?
For reals?
I don't think I could do it.
Fucking get some balls, man.
Smooth transition.
Fucking Kmart. I was there last night, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The 24-hour. We're a certain distance. We're a certain distance from this 24-hour Kmart, 24-hour Coles, 24-hour China bar. And now they've opened up this 24-hour chicken shop there as well. It's like a KFC, like, burgers and chips kind of Korean fried chicken. It looks real.
Oh, fun. Is it the burger shop? It's like red.
Yeah.
On the.
Yeah. Is that your tap tap?
Mm, do you hear that?
Put the mic up there again. Why are you making it move?
Perfect. I can do that cool thing where my stomach does that roly-poly thing. It's
really?
Like rolling on itself. Yeah.
That's gross.
Sorry.
I had a friend who used to do that and I hated it. Go on, do it. Do it for the camera.
No.
Okay.
so, I'm going to get my tummy out on camera.
So.
The pudge.
I'm leaving. First of all, when I got there, I pulled in and this guy was like walking and he was nowhere near my car and I was going and as I got closer to him, he went like that to like jump out of my car. And he was like, ah, oh, oh, as I drove past, and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Hell.
He was like, ah, got ya, oh, yeah, and like screamed like that. Like where you're like, I got you. And started like yelling at me. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And then I went into the 24-hour Coles, and as I was coming out, there was this guy, rough looking guy, clearly hired a sex worker. And they were both high. And as I walked past them, this is what I heard. It was, came past, he goes, how much money do you want me to get you out? She's like, you don't need to get me money out. He's like, oh, you're free or something. That's what I heard as she came past. And I was like, I need to leave this place right now.
Yeah, you should probably go shop somewhere else.
It was getting a little rough.
Don't get that at Aldi.
Don't get sex workers at Aldi. That's why I go to Coles.
I watched a TikTok this morning. And this lady, no disrespect to the industry, I think every girl should be able to do whatever they want to do and earn.
Yeah, no, that's sorry. That wasn't, I didn't mean to insinuate disrespect sex workers. I had disrespect that to these guy. Two people.
Yeah, fuck them.
Not because she's a sex worker.
No.
Because they were high on crack.
Yeah, exactly.
And smoking inside, you know.
They do, however, they are very aware of like how much money they bring in, but they're also like so casual about it. This girl was like, they can't say the words on TikTok, so they get banned.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm a scripper or a spipper or something. Yeah. And I, this one girl I saw on my algorithm today, she's like, I give FS, which is full service.
Mm-hmm.
And she pulled out the biggest fucking stack of cash.
Ooh.
I had seen in my life. And she was really like, you know, super casual. She's like, yeah, I worked from like blah, blah to blah, blah. She worked for 4 hours and she's like, the guy was so nice. We were talking about horror movies and things like that. We're just chatting and now I'm going to count my money. She earned like $4,500 for 4 hours work.
That's pretty good.
And she's like, most of the time we were just chatting, he was so nice.
Yeah.
That just made me want to jump in the fucking ocean. Wow. I haven't even got that much in my fucking savings account. And she's like, that's 4 hours of work. No sweat. And like they, the girls who work in the clubs, they come in and like, oh, tonight was really slow. I only earned like $1,500. Like it was super slow tonight. And I'm like, I work 5 days a week and I don't earn $1,500. Fuck you and your big titties. And they're like, I really want to save up for another BBL, but like that means I have to go to work today.
What's a BBL?
A Brazilian butt lift.
Oh my God, another one? Like how many do you get?
You can get as many as you want.
Just do your butts up your back of your neck.
Yeah.
Like you never have to take one of those cushions on a plane.
Well, what they do is you just eat and they pull the fat that has recently grown in your body and just pump it into your bum and they shape your bum. Like you have to kind of gain a certain amount of weight to go and get it done.
I think the job should take that much. You should get that much money.
Oh, 100%. It has to.
I don't want to do it.
I say embarrassed. They're obviously not embarrassed, but I would be embarrassed if I had to say like that person and 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 that person in the last 30 minutes has seen me without my clothes on.
You'd be embarrassed. I'd be more like,
personally,
I've had that person, a cock in my mouth. That's what I don't mind getting naked, but it's like, actually, it's not even that. I don't think it's the sexual service that it's just that you have to do it. It's not the social, like these people have all seen me naked. It's just that like, whew, like every dick has got to take something out of you.
It must.
Every
it
new
must.
Dick must be like, oh boy.
But they must not have that. My tummy's about to rumble really loud.
Thinking about dick. She's getting hungry.
Do my best work on the news. they must be motivated by that amount of money. Like the girls who make a living off OnlyFans and stuff, like Anna Paul and that sort of thing. Like they're very smart, intelligent women that just know how the system works and they're like, I got big titties and people gonna pay for it and put it on the internet, buy myself a house in LA.
Honestly, like I don't think you're, yeah, that's a fucking genius idea. And yeah. And if I have the capacity and the facilities to make that happen, I do the exact same thing.
And most people who like do it for a living are really, really decent human beings.
Yeah.
Like they're doing good things with their money. They're like, they're going out there and they're making beauty products, or they're, you know, campaigning to, you know, have free tampons and pads for women and stuff like that. Like they're good people.
Yeah.
Some of them that are online grind my gears when they're like, I didn't earn that much money today. It's like the cost of living is killing us.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, they're not bad people. They're doing a career that maybe they don't want to do, maybe they do want to do, but it's earning them money and they're honest about it. They're like, they're not lying about what they have to do at the club, which is a really good thing. Because I think like a lot of young people who are watching this online going, that's such an easy way to make money. But the girls are saying, I danced without my clothes on in front of all these people and I got paid for it. I didn't just go, it's not like you go into the strip club and just dance around on stage with like in nice undies.
Yeah, but they've also got like, are they talking about like the creeps and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's 100%, the stuff they should like, be like. 100%.
Just so you know, this person approached me and I had to have that conversation and I had to focus. Like that's the warnings I would be given. Also, you don't start at the $4,500.
No, not at all. And this lady was like going to people's houses. Like she was being hired by like regular people. Yeah. Like a lot of girls in the club saying, oh, a regular came in today and I know I'm going to get, you know, between 200 and 400 from this regular that comes in to visit me.
Yeah.
And gets a dance from me. And like girls are saying that a lot of their money is made in the privates, and if you don't book private rooms and you don't really get paid because you can dance and dance and dance on stage, you know, on the poles and with the high heels and stuff like that, but you don't that people don't really throw money like that in Australia because our notes are worth a lot more than American dollar bills.
Like, yeah, we're freaking knocking people in the head with coins.
We're not making
around dollar bills.
Girl, bless her. She's one of my favorite. I say this like I've got a fucking algorithm full of strippers.
You're right. I thought I had a grasp on your algorithm, and the whole thing has been like trad mums and strippers.
It's like cooking, gardening, strippers. That's what my algorithm is, and puppies and dogs and dash hounds.
Yeah.
She
all the same thing.
She told a really honest story.
I love food and burritos and chips
and pussy.
Keep going.
she was like, oh, you know, it's embarrassing to tell this story, but I need to tell this story because as a young dancer, I didn't think about this happening ever.
Yeah.
But she got her period during a dance.
Yeah.
And she had to deal with that with the customer.
Make it rain.
Yeah. Oh, she made it rain.
Yeah.
And she was telling the story like when you dance, it's not appealing when you have the tampon string on your period when it hangs out. She hadn't gotten it yet, fair enough. But as she was dancing with a customer, she began to bleed.
Yeah.
And she bled on the customer, and she kind of talked through how she handled the situation. Like it was the last dance of the night.
Discount, I hope.
Yeah. The guy was wearing a white shirt.
Oh,
yeah. And she noticed it before he did. Obviously, he was having a ball. And she politely said to him, like, I'm really sorry. We have toiletries that we can bring out to this room. We don't have to leave. But I have unfortunately started my period. I'm really embarrassed. And she started to cry.
Oh.
And he was very forgiving. It was like, this thing happens, which is like you wouldn't think that would be.
You'd hope so.
You would hope so. But also the creeps that do come in there on the regular would be like, this fucking. But he was really nice. And he was like, let's, you know, I'll take my shirt off, I'll put my jacket on, we'll get cleaned up. Off I go.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was like, it was so embarrassing, but you have to remember, like, that's the worst thing that can happen. And you just have to say, that's the worst thing that can happen, and it happened, and it was all taken care of.
It's not the worst thing. I can think of, like, far worse things that could happen, you know? I'm not going to say them. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, that's not the worst thing.
No, but it would be very embarrassing. Like, you'd be like, oh, that was such a crappy night, and, like, you'd be scared for it to happen again.
Yeah.
But at least the guy was respectful and, like, it happens all the time. Like, she was very, like, if he had a problem with it, he can fuck off. Like, it's a natural thing. And, like, I'm fucking naked dancing on you. I don't have anything to stop
If you come to the strip club and you get upset, you got some fluid on you, you should have gone to fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, big time. But like that's what happens, and you know the girls who work there every day obviously have regulars that only book them for the dances. Mm-hmm. So when like a new girl joins the club, you've got to pay to dance there as well. So
is that true?
Yeah. So you have to pay.
Fuck. G-Stream 2024.
Yeah, baby.
How much would it cost me to? Can they turn you away? Or do they?
You have to audition.
Oh, it'd be so fucking funny if we could do a sketch where we go to like a strip club on like a Monday afternoon and it's like I come out and I give them the full fucking, give them the full wobbles, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or ladies and gentlemen, come to the stage, G-Spot.
The real G-Spot. they obviously have to pay the club a fee to dance there for that night, because some of the girls go to different spots and dance. They don't just work. They're not employed.
Yeah,
they're like contractors.
Yeah.
So they get like 20% taken off their earnings of the night. So sometimes she was saying you actually lose money if you don't make anything at the club because you still have to pay to be there.
Yeah.
So if you don't get booked for any dances or you don't get tips when you dance on stage, you still have to pay them the fucking $100 it costs for that session, and you might lose money. So she's like, when you decide that this is an industry you want to get in, you have to kind of build rapport with customers and like put in the hours. Like you can't just go in on the weekends and come in as a nobody and just stand on stage and not do anything. Like you got to go talk to people. It's not great if you're really shy or you're intimidated. Like you've got to be friendly and offer and say, you know, like come over and how you going? Like
if you want to twerk, better be ready to work.
Big time.
You know?
Big time.
Big time.
But it's nice that they're saying that, which is the full circle conversation. It's nice that they're putting that out in the universe saying it's not all sunshine and roses and big cash checks and BBLs.
Yeah.
There is a lot of like downside and, you know, finishing at 4 o'clock in the morning and, you know, getting home and she's got a new boyfriend and the boyfriend doesn't really like her doing that. So that's another conversation that has to happen.
Tough one. I don't think you should get in a relationship with a sex worker if you aren't keen on them doing sex work.
No, that's right.
You should probably go, that might make me uncomfortable. I'm not be like, yeah, I'll be cool, baby. And then in 6 months be like, do you have to do this? Yep, fucking pussy.
Going into those relationships with those women, they would all have, you know, they're at this day and age, they'd have their own OnlyFans page.
Mm-hmm.
So there'd be content out there already, let alone like what they're making at a club.
And but they've probably seen that content on OnlyFans and been like, yeah, I want to get in that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you get there and they're like, okay, now can you stop?
Which is crazy because like you're not the only subscriber to that page. And like I do understand because that's how I would feel if I was in that sort of like open relationship, be like, this is no longer special because everyone's getting a slice of this cake.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's what she does for work and that's how she brings in money. And she would be making more than the partner in that industry anyway. Like it's one of the most high paying fucking jobs out there.
I remember watching like a YouTube documentary thing at one point about OnlyFans where the conspiracy theory or like the theory from the people who started it up, that there was like a plan, a long-term plan was to set it up like YouTube where anyone can make a YouTube channel and there's a million people on YouTube with one subscriber putting out content regularly.
Yep.
And their idea is that they wanted this to end up being a thing where they could full circle trick these aren't my words. This is just what I read.
Yeah.
That they could trick women into thinking that OnlyFans is empowering, which it may be. It may not be. Like, my words.
It depends what your views are.
To the point where, like, your average woman is getting an OnlyFans. And it was a way for these men to be like, eventually, we're just going to be able to see everybody's nudes.
Yeah.
And, like, at the time, I remember being like, that's silly. But now, I don't know, man. I know, you know, if you gave me a second to think about it, 5 or 6 women that I know, not personally, but I know,
that you know,
acquaintances, a couple, like 2 of them I know well, who have OnlyFans accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And like you can just go and look at their naked bodies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if that was the mission, you know,
Cha-ching.
Missions.
Yeah, completed.
Achieved. Mission impossible.
Yeah.
But that is, yeah, like, and I wouldn't do it.
No, I wouldn't do it either. It's just not what I'm personally into, but I'm not bashing anyone who wants to do that. I'm a huge advocate for staying in school. I don't think you should drop out to do something like that.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, home life is tough and everything, I'm a really, really firm believer that you should finish year 12.
Yeah. I don't think anyone should not finish year 12 and be a stripper, because then they would be underage.
Yes. No, I'm saying, like, they shouldn't drop out and do something like that, or like become a tattoo artist or things like that. I think.
What's wrong with a tattoo artist?
No, like at 16.
Oh, I get what you mean.
Yeah. Like, you know, different states and different places around the world have different rules and stuff. But I really think everyone should just finish school, do that thing for yourself, because
mm-hmm.
it will help you later in life. But that's just my view. Some people have really bad family situations and they, you know, maybe can't afford to go to school, or they can't get to school, or they can't do this, that, and the other. But I am fully 100% like there for higher education.
Yeah.
I think everyone should. To be honest, I think education
can
should
can you get higher education and you do sex work at the same time?
Oh, yeah. Just don't drop out is like my views. Like, don't leave it completely and then go gung-ho in that, because it may not last very long.
It's also, yeah, it won't last all that long.
Body's age.
It doesn't seem like a career that you can get into in your 40s and 50s.
I
hope that's not offensive to say, but like, just
it would not be as, well, yeah, you would.
You're not going to be making $4,500.
No. Right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. What was I going
to
say?
I think also I don't encourage people to start OnlyFans things, because you don't start at 100 subscribers. You start at nothing.
Yeah, and you've got to also advertise that it's out there.
Yeah, and you've got to get it out there, and it's just like the two people that I know well who have had OnlyFans, and that's only two people I know well, but I don't have any other examples of people I know well who've succeeded.
Mm.
They've done full circle.
Yeah.
They got it, did it, made maybe 100, 200 bucks.
Well,
wrapped it around and stopped doing it because they're like, I don't want this out there anymore.
Yeah, well, and that's fair enough.
Like, you know, the money needs to justify what you're putting out there.
Yes, yes. And like, you know, it's the same with people put feet pics and, you know, that stuff out there just to earn a quick buck. It's like, but it is out there and you can get it. And if you don't take it down, anyone can get it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's up to you. Do whatever you want. I personally think education should be free worldwide.
Here we go. In fact, we're going for Sienna for Prime Minister, everybody.
I really don't like that we have to pay to go to school.
Yeah.
Especially don't like that the doctors and nurses are being rushed through their courses because we're so short. But they've still got to pay for full-time at uni. Best friend, poor Chloe, is like being rushed through her nursing degree because they just need her at the hospital.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm learning a lot of stuff on the job, which is making me feel uncomfortable because the unis just are pumping out nurses because we don't have enough. And
it's like the one probably high on my list of services I need where I don't want them to be working it out as they go.
Yeah, exactly.
If I go to the doctor, I'm kind of hoping that they're like,
I know what they're doing.
I've done this before.
Yeah.
On a pig's arm.
On a doll.
I'm going to shove this fucking needle into you and I'm going to draw something out of you.
Something's going
to
come
your
out.
Hats, cowboy.
I don't know what's coming out, but something's coming out.
Which fucking, this is, it's about to get red or something. Yellow.
Red or yellow. I think that's the only option. Yeah.
This is going to either really hurt or you're going to die.
Mm. There's no in between.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Good
night,
moon.
I feel bad for like people now with huge hex debts, and they're like, I just did this so I could have a good job, but now I can't afford to eat.
I've got the fucking hex debt and I didn't even get it. I've done nothing with it.
Yeah.
Just got the fucking debt.
Yeah. We all have it.
All right. What have we talked about in the last hour that we need to like apologize for?
That I don't think we have to.
I need to put out an addendum. Just don't take anything we say as the gospel. Don't assume we mean anything when we don't.
No. I think everyone is allowed to do whatever they want as long as it's nice and you're not hurting people.
Exactly.
I like the Barbie movie.
Hey, it's GMAT here from The Real GMAT. And don't forget that if you enjoyed this episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show, which is available exclusively to our Patreon supporters at patreon.com/GMAT podcasts. The podcast post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast, where we wrap up the episode and talk about the things we didn't have time to talk about. Don't forget to rate this podcast on your podcast app of choice and share it with all of your friends.